Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program Al-Mustafa, the Chosen One. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today we'll be talking about the soul of our life, the love of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam. Soul of our life, when I say the soul of Iman, faith, Alhamdulillah, that is the love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Respective viewers, today we'll be talking about this topic. Be with us from start to end. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you'll be learning a lot. But before we proceed towards our topic, let's make few good intentions. Because my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Dawat Barakatumul Aliyah has given us a beautiful mindset following the commandment and teachings of Islam, that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I'm going to present this program, inshallah, I make this intention that I'll do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to attain reward and spread the message of Deen Islam and love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. You're watching, sitting in front of Madani Channel's screen. You should make this intention. You will be with us from start till end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too. And as many good intentions as you can add, the higher the reward, inshallah, you can attain. As I earlier said, today we'll be talking about love of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam, inshaAllah azza wa jal. That is the essence of our iman, our faith. That is the soul of our faith. Without having the love of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam, the iman is incomplete. Or there cannot be an iman where there is no love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. We have got our brother Wasim Abbas, Muballigh of Dawat Islam, inshallah, with us. And let's go towards him and we'll talk on this topic. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuhu. How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli
hal. How are you doing? Good, alhamdulillah. Today's topic is about love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, which is the soul of our faith, our iman, and without that our iman cannot be completed. I would say that we will be talking about these dimensions of loving Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam, how essential, how important it is, and what is the difference of majazi ishq and haqiqi ishq, right? What is the reality of real ishq, love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, loving of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam. But first of all, what are the teachings of Islam and what does Quran guide us in this regard, loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and loving Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, Rizwanbhai, the topic, mashallah, that you've touched upon today, regarding faith and regarding the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. If you think about it, we're talking about two most fundamental aspects of a Muslim's life, which is the faith and the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And you've beautifully coincided both these elements together, where we come to know that faith is the most important asset, the most precious asset that a mu'min possesses, a believer possesses. Successful will be only the one who departs this world with his faith.
No doubt.
So now we understand that faith is the most important thing. Without faith, any worship that we perform is useless. So we've understood that faith is the most important thing. Now, what is the soul of the faith? The most important thing for the faith, after believing in Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no life.
Indeed. After believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And when we talk about loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we need to understand that the term you referred to earlier on, haqiqi ishq, the actual, the true love, as when we define it further, which I'm sure you will inshallah in a minute do so, When we define it further, when it comes to the love of this world, the forbidden love that we refer to, what is that and what is this true love? And what does it lead to and what does that love lead to? So that would be very interesting for the viewers of Madani Channel to know about this. But how important it is for us to love the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and how does it serve as the soul of our faith? A glimpse of this can be seen from verse number 69 of Surah Nisa, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has mentioned that, "And whomsoever obeys Allah and His Messenger will be with those upon whom Allah has bestowed grace." So whomsoever obeys Allah and His Messenger will be with those upon whom Allah Almighty has bestowed grace. The prophets, the exceedingly truthful, and the martyrs and the righteous. And how excellent these companions are. So this is the persuasion that has been given to us in the Holy Quran, where we've been persuaded, we've been encouraged to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to love the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and then we've been told that how fortunate they will be, that they will be amongst the prophets, the Siddiqeen.
Their companionship would be with them.
Indeed.
They will be together with prophets, with Siddiqeen, with
and,
Shuhada.
And in the commentary of this verse, it is stated that the contextual background, the cause of revelation of this verse was that Sayyidina Thoban radiallahu anhu, he was amongst those Sahaba. Well, every Sahabi, every companion radiallahu ta'ala, he loved the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam immensely.
No doubt.
But Sayyidina Thoban radiallahu ta'ala, one of his distinguished attributes was that he loved the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam immensely, to the highest level. He was known for it, Sayyidina Thoban radiallahu ta'ala. So, what happened was that he radiallahu ta'ala couldn't bear separation from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. It was, he just could not take being separated from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So one day he was so saddened and in such a sorrowful state that the complexion of his face changed. And seeing this, the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked him that, "Why has your face color changed? What happened to you? Why has your complexion changed?" To which he replied that, "I'm not ill and I do not have any pain either. The only thing is that when you are not in front of me, when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not in front of me, then I get extremely anxious and extremely terrified." And he says that when I remember the hereafter, then I fear that how would I behold you over there?
Allah.
Now look at Sayyidina Thoban radiallahu ta'ala. He is talking to his master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's visualizing the hereafter. He's saying that when I think about the hereafter, I get this fear that how am I going to behold you over there? You know, even the desire of a companion like Sayyidina Thoban radiallahu ta'ala in the hereafter is to behold the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So he carries on to say that how will I behold you in the hereafter? You will be in the highest of the ranks. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even grants me paradise in the hereafter, then how would I reach you?
Allah,
that you will be in the highest of the ranks, and even if Allah gives me paradise, how would I reach you?
This is true love, isn't it?
Indeed. So when he radiallahu ta'ala was explaining these feelings of his to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that's when this verse was revealed.
Subhanallah.
That's when this ayah was revealed, and he was given this satisfaction. His heart was given this, was solaced through this, that no matter how many difference of stages there may be between two people, but the obedience, those who obey the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they will get the honor, the reward of having the companionship, the neighborhood of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the hereafter. And the sincere, those who are obedient to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they will not be deprived of beholding the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in paradise and from his companionship. And in another hadith, it has been mentioned that a person will be with with him whom he loves.
This is what I wanted to pick upon. Subhanallah, beautifully, Wasim al-Asmi, you have touched upon a beautiful ayah of Quran, and you've explained that if those, they love Allah, they love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they do their ittiba', they follow, then inshallah, what a beautiful abode, what a great companionship they will have in the hereafter. One distinguished fact, and the factor what we understand from this, that this was the mindset of Sahaba Ikram, Ali ibn Ridwan, subhanAllah. They did not love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alone in this dunya, but their love was such, their love was so true to the extent that they were also worried and concerned about the hereafter. How would they behold, how would they have the vision of Mustafa, their beloved, in the hereafter? Everlasting abode, how will they behold? And they were concerned and worried that if our status would not be to that high status where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would reside in Jannah, how would we be able to behold? So this was the concern of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. Likewise, there is a hadith which you touched upon, the end part of that hadith is, subhanAllah, is Sahabi Rasul radiyallahu ta'ala, and comes in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when will the day of judgment establish? He was asking about the time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what preparations have you done for that day? Allahu Akbar. Now what was the answer of that Sahabi Rasul, the companion of Prophet radiyallahu ta'ala an? He said, I do not have any fast or salah, or you see, although these Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan used to fast, they used to observe fast, and they would offer salah, subhanAllah. They had all those means, but they did not rely upon their good deeds. They did not rely upon their salah, upon their fast, upon their sawm and salah. Allahu Akbar. But what did he rely upon? SubhanAllah. He said, but the thing what I have and I possess is the love of Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Our respective views of Padan Channel. Do you know when Sahabi Rasul said this, that I possess love of Allah and is the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? What was the reply of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as mentioned by Muballigh of Da'wat Islami? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the one who he loves, the one in this dunya, will be with him in the hereafter too. Then Sahaba Ikram say that we, after embracing Islam and coming into the fold of Deen, Allahu Akbar, embracing the faith of Islam, we did not feel the moment of happiness before. Then that moment in time when we were given this glad tidings that the person who he loves in this dunya, the one, he will be with him on the day of judgment. That's the reason they were happy, because they loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam more than their life, more than their children, more than their families, more than their parents, each and everything in this dunya. They loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this glad tidings meant that they would have that rafaqat, they would have that companionship of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam in Jannah. So this was the true love of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Subhanallah.
Indeed, and when we read the seerah of various other companions of Ali Muridwan, we come to know that they understood what faith is.
Subhan.
And they understood what the soul of faith
and
is.
And what is the complete faith?
The complete faith.
Allah.
There's another account where Sayyidina Rabia bin Ka'b Aslami radiallahu
anhu. Subhanallah.
He states that, I used to stay in the service of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam the whole night.
What a fortune he had.
Subhanallah.
Allah.
And he says that I would bring water for wudu for him.
Subhan.
And I would also serve him in other ways as well. So one day the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked me, Sal.
Allah.
Ask
whatever you want.
And Allah. What did he ask for?
Subhanallah.
Did he ask for bank balances? Did he ask for properties? Did he ask for gold and silver? What he asked for was that, I ask for your companionship in the paradise.
Allah. Subhanallah.
I ask for your companionship in paradise. This is what Sayyiduna Rabi'a bin Ka'b Aslami radiallahu ta'ala, he says that I asked for. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that, anything else apart from this?
Allah.
And he says that, this is all what my desire is. This is all what my purpose is. To which he alayhi salatu wasalam replied, then help me in this matter through performing sujood. So again, we come to know over here that the sole desire of the Sahaba alayhim ridwan is not only to enter paradise, but to attain the companionship, the neighborhood of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, even in paradise. And another thing over here, we come to know that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he is asking himself, Sal, ask. Now of course, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will ask Why? Because he's been given the authority by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow anything to anyone of this world or of the hereafter. When he alayhi salatu wasalam said, Sal, ask, he didn't say that only ask for the bounties of this world, don't ask me anything from the hereafter. Or he alayhi salatu wasalam didn't say that only ask me for the bounties of the hereafter, not of this world. It was open question. Ask. So this also highlights the fact that the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has been given the authority, the power by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow whatever blessing he wants to.
This was the aqeedah of Sahabi Rasul, that if even I ask Jannah, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is Malik, he is the owner of Jannah, and he can grant me Jannah.
And also look at the desire of the Allah Sahabi of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that he asked for the companionship of the Prophet in paradise.
Subhanallah.
Because his companionship is there, the paradise is there as well. Allah. Look at their intellect. And those companions were those. You see, it is one way we say that ilm, knowledge, it opens the doors of wisdom. Then imagine the wisdom and intellect of those companions, alayhim ridwan, who acquired knowledge directly from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. They knew what to ask from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and made life a lot easier for us through these questions. If anyone, any person of authority today asks us, what do we want? It would be perhaps, you know, wipe off all my debts, or it would perhaps, you know, I want these many.
But this tells that how much... What are our priorities?
Indeed.
How much love do we possess for what thing? You see, isn't it?
Indeed.
This is something it is. If you love something, you would wish that to have, isn't it?
Indeed.
But this tells us the topic of our day. This was the soul of their faith, was the love of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. And through each and every act they would do, it would reflect from
Indeed.
That.
Whether it was their actions, whether it was their sayings, whether it was any other act that they performed, through everything, the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would be reflected.
When now, we come back to this topic, inshallah, Wasim, inshallah, this is the time for a segment, inshallah. The second news now will include one segment that is chosen, a sunnah. We'll come back, inshallah, we'll continue from where we stopped. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one.
Respected viewers of Madani Channel, today we've got this beautiful hadith. He, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, would walk quickly, leaning forward slightly, as though he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is walking downhill. The hadith is, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an has narrated, he, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, would walk so fast as if the earth is being rolled beneath his blessed feet. We would get out of breath while walking with him, meaning with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would keep on walking quickly and effortlessly. So this was the walk of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah, respective viewers of Madinah, even Sahaba Ikram, they could not match with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's walk. Now, who else can match with the personality of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? Respective viewers of Madinah, today we are talking about soul of our faith, that is love of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa sallam. You wanted to mention one point before going to segment. GK, please.
I was just highlighting the fact regarding love, that now we're talking about the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, in where you started this discussion from regarding Ishq-e Majazi, that when we talk about love, then we need to ensure that our love is directed in the right direction. It is in loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other love, which unfortunately is the unlawful love, which we all understand what we are referring to over here, when a person indulges in that, then what happens? It leads you to the path of hell, to the path of fire. But when our love is directed in the right direction, which is loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that leads us towards paradise, that leads us towards obedience of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that leads us towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is something that makes us determined in front of the biggest of the challenges, in front of the biggest of the trials, in front of the biggest of the hardships that we can ever face. It is this love that made Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam challenge a king like Namrud. It was this love and obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rightly directed love, that made Ibrahim alayhi salam happily go into fire. So we need to understand that when we have this element of love, it is directed in the right direction, which is loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that serves as the foundational ground for every other attribute and every other pious deed that will then actually lead us towards that.
Absolutely right, Wasim Basmi, and a very interesting fact you have brought into discussion. Nowadays, love of boyfriend and girlfriend, I think you were referring to, which is not allowed in Islam before marriage. Absolutely right. Now, respective views of Madani Channel, there is one word which is very common in this context. You see, there are certain places in maybe in back home, some people would have read this, or maybe those they are aware of the Urdu language, they could have heard this word, Sanam Bewafa, right? It is written. And this is referred to the beloved being, you see, disloyal, and he or she has, or he has betrayed the lover. So this is the concept of love. In this dunya, if we love somebody, he can betray you or she can betray you. But Allahu Akbar, if you are talking about love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allahu Ani, subhanallah, it is such a great love, loving the beloved like Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. There is no disloyalty whatsoever involved there. And Allahu Akbar, the zaat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam is such that even he will be helpful, he will do wafa on the day of judgment when we'll be in need. Okay, why should we love such people who could betray us? Why should we love such people who are disloyal? We should love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who prayed for us when we were not even born. We should love Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar, when he was born, his lips were moving and he remembered the Ummah. We should love Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Throughout his life, he prayed for the Ummah, for you, for me, for the believers. We should love Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Even he departed from this mortal world, at that moment in time he was remembering the Ummah. We should love that Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, inshaAllah azza wa jal, he will help us in our grave, inshaAllah azza wa jal. Inshallah, we should love that Rasul, we should have that beloved who will do wafa with us, inshaAllah azza wa jal, on the day of judgment. And when nobody will be there to help us, who will help us? That would be the zaat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So that should be the center of our focus and love of the essence of our faith and soul of our iman. What is that, respective views of Madani Channel? Jaan hai ishq-e Mustafa, roz fuzoon kare khuda, Allah says. Jaan hai ishq-e Mustafa, roz fuzoon kare khuda, jisko ho ishq ka maza, naze dawa. Uthaye ki, inshallah, a package will be played. We'll be back and continue our topic. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one.
Today, we see in the society that people are after dignity. We should be respected and acclaimed in the society. So what do you think that, what things shall a person protect himself from? So that he develops his character apparently and internally. He becomes beloved of Allah Almighty as well, and he also attains a rank in the sight of people too.
Normally, this greed, bad type of greed, this actually leads us to many disadvantages and destructions. The type we are talking about is bad greed. As sometimes greed is also good, like greed of good deeds and greed of goodness. Well, bad type of greed, sometimes it dominates our mind and intellect, and it also dominates our right decisions, and we are deceived by it. as we have asked that what are those things we should protect ourselves from? So the first thing which came in my mind was bad type of greed. All sorts of bad greeds must be discouraged. By protecting oneself from greed, this will help us to protect ourselves from fraud and deceiving people. For example, one person wants to sell his house. For the sake of an argument, suppose he got a genuine offer. Now they think, okay, if we got this offer, well, it should increase now. And they refuse that. No, we don't want to sell in this price. Part of tactics. Even though the buyer had given a reasonable and handsome offer. No, if his offer is this much, then he should increase 10 or 20,000 pounds. And normally, offers are rejected like this. Now later on, they keep on waiting for good offer. And now whatever offer they receive, that is less than 5, 10, 20,000, less than the offer which they received initially. Well, then when they sit together, they realize the fact that they were greedy. If only we were not greedy then, if only we had sold it. So, sometimes people get profits like this, but they have greed for more. And they've got this mentality that the price will increase. If I say in reality that, having this mentality, people they have made losses of millions, rather billions, I won't be wrong. Yes, it's a fact. Let me tell you a piece of advice. If you want to protect yourself, then be negligent from what people possess. We indulge ourselves into grief and we keep ourselves burning in pain. One of the basic reasons is that we would like to change our lifestyle by looking at others and their belongings. The one who burns his own hut by looking at others' palaces gets deprived of his own shelter. So, we should follow the beautiful teachings of Islam, that look at someone less fortunate in worldly matters and see someone better than you in terms of Islamic affairs. If only we adopt this beautiful teaching. As long as saying is concerned, I'm saying to you, and you're also listening, but to develop this attitude in reality, it's not that easy. But the one who is able to achieve this, that means from that very moment in time, better days of his life are started. Beautifully said, if you want to live, then learn to live.
Special views of Madani Shen, we're talking about love of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam being the soul of our faith. Could you please share any account of Sahaba Ikram Alim Ridwan, subhanAllah, which proves that they had this mindset that each and everything, whatever they possess, the most important thing in their life, subhanAllah, is the love of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam.
Indeed, Ridwan, there are many accounts through which we come to know that the Blessed Companions Alim Ridwan, they went to the extreme limits in proving and in expressing the love for the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And it's not only them who actually expressed it, but those who witnessed them. Through them also we come to know that how much drowned were the companions alayhi salatu in the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The famous account of Sayyidina Urwa bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala at the time of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. At that time he radiallahu ta'ala had not embraced Islam yet. So he came as an ambassador from the Quraysh to the Muslims, and when he went back to the Quraysh, the way he depicted the entire account, what he saw over there, how the Prophet ﷺ was respected by his companions ﷺ, that just refreshes our faith. What he saw over there, and it shows us that how the companions ﷺ, they loved the Prophet ﷺ. He says that I saw that whenever the Prophet ﷺ, he would perform wudu, then the honorable companions ﷺ, they would try their utmost to attain the water of the wudu which the Prophet ﷺ would perform with, to the extent that it seemed as if they would fight one another in case of not getting that water. Then he says that I saw that whenever the Holy Prophet ﷺ would pour water in his left mouth, then, and whenever he would rinse his mouth, the Sahaba alayhi ridwan, they wouldn't let that water fall on the ground.
Allah.
They would take it in their hands as a blessing, and they would rub that water, they would rub it on their faces and on their bodies. This was regarding the blessed saliva of the Prophet ﷺ. And he further says, whenever the blessed hair of the Prophet ﷺ was separate from his body, then the honorable companions, they would rush in getting it, they would hasten in getting that blessed hair. And whenever the Holy Prophet ﷺ, he would give any command, he would give any issue, then they would rush into fulfilling it. They would be as quick as they could in fulfilling that command. And whenever the Holy Prophet ﷺ would converse, then the Sahaba ﷺ, they would listen to him quietly. And none of them would look at the beloved Prophet ﷺ with their eyes raised. None of the companions would look at the Prophet ﷺ with raised gaze. And after stating this, after depicting this entire account, Urwa bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, as of now, remember, he had not embraced Islam, he said to the group of the polytheists, he said that, "O group of Quraysh, I've been to the coast of
many grand kings.
I've been to the court of Kaisar and Kisra and Najashi. I've been in their gatherings, I've been in their companionships, but I've not seen any of them being respected by their courtiers, by their servants, the way the companions of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they respect Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam." He carries on to say that when the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when his blessed saliva comes out from his blessed mouth, then the Sahaba alayhi maridwan, the honorable companions alayhi maridwan, they would gather it on their hands and they would rub it on their cheeks. And any smallest of the commands that the Prophet ﷺ would issue, then even the elderly companions, those who will be old in their age, they would also rush forward in fulfilling that command. And whenever any of them would talk to the Prophet ﷺ, he would lower his voice. And whenever the Holy Prophet ﷺ would converse, everyone, all of them would listen to him with utmost respect and reverence, and none of them would talk to the Prophet ﷺ by having eye contact, by looking into his eyes. No one could have his sight fixed upon the blessed face of the Prophet ﷺ. Whenever he would profit this, now he is depicting all this, what he saw to the group of Quraysh. He carries on to say that when the Prophet ﷺ would perform wudu or the water, then Sahaba alayhi maridwan, they would rush forward and not let that water fall on the ground. Whenever he ﷺ would use the comb in his beard or on his hair, then the blessed hair that would get separated from his body. Then those ardent devotees of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the honorable companions alayhi muridwan, they would take that honorable hair as a sacred relic, and they would revere it, they would respect it, and they would preserve it as a sacred relic. And he carried on to say that after this, that those sahaba, I've seen the love and the sacrifice, the passion of sacrifice that they had for one another. And then he carried on to say to his nation that, "By Allah, I've seen such a group who will not turn away from you, and they will dominate you, they will overcome you." Now, this account over here is one way. Sayyidina Urwa bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, he mentioned it to Quraysh at the time when he had not embraced Islam. And at the end, to conclude the whole discussion, the whole depiction that he saw over there, what did he say? That they will not turn away from you, they will dominate you. Now, the question arises over here, this last very sentence that Urwa bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, which he said over here, that they will dominate you. Was it because he had seen them having big weapons? Did he say this because they were doing their war exercises?
The big army.
Did he see their, war trainings going on? Did they see, them training for the battle or big army or big weapons? What was it? It was their love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that Urwa bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu had seen at that point, and that's when he had realized that no one can defeat them. Why? Because they have the treasure of all the treasures, which is the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Even the non-believers at that time, they had realized this fact that no one can defeat them. They will dominate everyone. Why? Because they have the treasure of all the treasures. He compared this reverence of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam with the kings, the likes of Qaisar al-Kisra and Najashi, who were the superpowers of that time. Everyone used to fear them. But when he said that they will dominate you, it was just because of the love that Sahaba had for the Prophet and nothing else.
MashaAllah. Beautiful. Respected viewers of Benishan, we're talking about love of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam being the soul of our faith. No doubt it is. We will include one segment in our program, and that is chosen facts. Let's now listen a few facts. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one.
Speaking with the very first question we've got for you is, what is Iman, faith? Now, the answer is to wholeheartedly accept everything that is from the necessities of religion. Second question we've got for you is, when is sleeping harmful to the intellect? And the answer is after Asr. It is narrated in a hadith, whoever sleeps after Asr and loses his intellect, he should blame himself. And the third question today we've got for you is, with how many fingers did the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam eat? The answer is with three fingers. SubhanAllah. So respecting this, two, three beautiful things we learned, the definition of faith, and today we're talking about soul of faith is the love of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. And today we also learned about the fact that we should avoid sleeping after Asr, because one can lose the intellect. And we also learned about the fact that Sunnah of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, eating with three fingers, is one of the beautiful Sunnah of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If only today we can attain this blessing of from this program, that we learn this one beautiful Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we start eating with three fingers. This will definitely increase the love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts, because we are talking about loving Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the soul of our Iman. And you know, if there is no soul in body, body becomes a dead body. As long as soul is there, a person is alive. So metaphorically, if there is no soul in one's Iman, that Iman is dead. So if you want to keep your Iman alive, then you should have that soul inside your Iman. And that is the love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah says, Jaan hai ishq Mustafa, roz fuzun kare khuda. He prays in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may this love of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam increase every day, because this is the soul of my faith. La imana li man la muhabbatala. There is no Iman, there is no faith. So respective viewers of Madani Channel, that there is no love, there is no faith. So the love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one of the most essential ingredients, or it is the soul of one's faith, you can say. Let's put it this way. So we're talking about loving Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. Jee, Wasim Abbas bhai, coming back to the accounts of Sahaba Ikram, Ali ibn Ridwan, you see, books of Ahadith, subhanAllah, history is full with the waqi'at, the accounts, the way Sahaba Ikram, Ali ibn Ridwan expressed their love. And very brief, mashallah, Ahadith you mentioned, how, subhanAllah, the love of Sahaba Ikram, it was explained by a Sahabi, a Rasul, later who embraced Islam. Now, If we want to know love, we can also ask from Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu. If we want to learn the love of Mustafa, we can ask from Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu, likes of Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu ta'ala, wajhahu al-kareem, Allahu Akbar. They were ready to sacrifice their lives. And Sahaba-i-Kiram, they gave their lives. They did not love anyone more than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even if their father, their son, their relatives, they came in front of them, and they thought that they are the hindrance between love of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. So respective views of Madani Shaykh, they preferred loving Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Zad of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Any account would you like to mention in this regard?
There are many accounts, Zanvi. As you were you're talking about Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. I was just thinking that these are the titles.
Subhanallah.
Siddiq Akbar, Farooq Azam, Uthman Ghani, and Mawla Mushkil Kusha, Ali al-Murtaza, Sher e Khuda, Lion of Allah. What was it that made them attain these titles?
Subhanallah.
What was
Love of Mustafa.
Love of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. That is something that made Abu Bakr as Siddiq Akbar. That is something which made Umar bin Khattab as Farooq Azam. That is something which made Uthman ibn Affan as Ghani, and that is something which made Ali al-Murtaza as Mushkil Kusha, as Shari Khuda, as Lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is this love that distinguishes a person from ordinary people. Now, as we're talking about the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the accounts through which we come to know how important this is and how Sahaba Ikram Ali Muridwan, they attained such high ranks. Loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, there is one thing, but the blessed body parts, the blessed parts of his body, how much they respected and loved those parts, is something that we need to learn from their seerah, that how they loved the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Take the example of the blessed hair of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. How beloved did they keep the hair of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? We come to know that at Hudaybiyah, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he trimmed his blessed hair, and he placed them at a green tree, and the blessed companions, when they rushed forward to grab those blessed hair. And Sayyidatana Ammara radiallahu ta'ala anha says that I also succeeded in gaining some of the hair. And after the apparent passing of the Prophet from this world, whenever any ill person would come, what we would do is we would soak those blessed hair in water and make that ill person drink that water, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would grant that ill person cure. This is what Sayyidatuna Ammara radiallahu ta'ala is telling us, that this was the practice of Sahaba alayhi maridwan regarding the blessed hair of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Imagine the love Sahaba alayhi maridwan had for the blessed hair of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Their belief was such that ill person, if he drinks the water which has been soaked by the blessed hair of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they will recover. This was their love, this was their belief, this was their faith. Then just imagine what their love would be for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam himself. This is the blessed hair we're talking about, Rizwan bhai. The blessed perspiration, the blessed sweat, what can we say about that? Which is the best of the fragrances of this world and of the hereafter. The best of the fragrances, even that cannot match the fragrance of the blessed perspiration of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. It is stated, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates this to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Once a person, he came in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and he said that I've married my daughter and I want to send her to her husband's house, but I do not have any fragrance. Please grant me something. Now the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that I do not possess this, I do not have it myself. Tomorrow morning, come back with a wide bottle, with a bottle which has a wide opening, and bring any branch, any piece of wood from any tree as well. So the next day, that person, he came with a bottle and with a piece of wood. Now the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, what he did was that he started to pour his blessed perspiration, his blessed sweat from his arms into that bottle, to the extent that it filled up. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he gave that bottle to him, and he said that give this to your daughter and tell her that use this stick, put this in this bottle, in the sweat, and use this as fragrance. So it's stated that when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when she would apply that fragrance, the blessed perspiration of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, then her fragrance would reach everyone in Madinatul Munawwara. And her house became famous as Baitul Mutibin, meaning the house of fragrant people.
And many generations this continued.
SubhanAllah. So this is the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that the Sahaba had. The honor, how they would honor the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, how they would revere him, how they would, you know, how they expressed their love by respecting his blessed hair, by respecting his blessed saliva, by respecting his blessed perspiration, let alone the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam himself.
Allah Akbar, this reminds me an account of a king. Would not take the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam without wudu.
Allah.
See, even if someone else had the same name of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, if he wanted to call him by the name of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because it would remind him Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam somehow, but out of love and respect and reverence, Allahu Akbar, he would not, if he was not in the state of wudu, he would use other name of that person. And he would not say the name of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This was the love of our pious predecessors. And respectful viewers of Madin Sharif, time does not permit us. We can carry on and on and on, vaqiyas and accounts of our pious predecessors, how they showed love of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam through their character, through their seerah, through their subhanallah, ways and gestures. We have got one more segment in our program that is chosen wazayf. We'll include that first. We'll come back inshallah to this topic. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Mustafa, the chosen one.
Respectively, the first wazifa we've got is Ya Azizu. Ya Azizu. Invoke this 41 times before going to meet a ruler or an officer, etc. That ruler or officer will be compassionate, insha'Allah. And the second wazifa we've got is Ya Mutakabbiru. Ya Mutakabbiru. Invoke this 21 times every day, one who suffers from frightful nightmares will no longer suffer them by virtue of this invocation, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. And duration of remedy is until cured. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, today we are talking about love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Just a few minutes left. The message I would like to give across is, what is the prerequisite of loving Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? Lahad mein ishke rukhe shah ka daag deke chale, andheri raat suni thi charaag leke chale. We had heard that the night of grave is very dark, so we thought we should take some sort of lamp with us. So we took the blessed sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam with us. The sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here referred as the blessed beard, and this as a lamp with us into our graves. Metaphorically, we took the blessed seerah, blessed sunnah of Rasul, ittiba of Rasul, following of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with us into our grave as a lamp, and that turned our dark grave into a beautiful, subhanallah, enlightened grave. So this is the message I wanted to give across, that we should love Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to prove that love is, follow Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. What is the final message from you, Wasim Basmai? Please.
SubhanAllah. We should strive immensely to see how much love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam have we got, and we should ensure that we don't lie to ourselves, because we ourselves will be at loss. Don't lie to yourself. And we should all judge ourselves in the light of certain signs which ulama have mentioned regarding the prerequisites of loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and always try to improve your character. Always try to improve your character. Look at those signs and any signs that you are missing, which includes reciting salawat upon the Prophet, which includes talking over the Prophet's Prophet, which includes obeying the Prophet, which includes abandoning sins, etc., etc., etc. judge yourself, judge your character upon these prerequisites of loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Don't lie to yourself, don't be self-complacent, and keep improving yourself to attain higher rank in the light of loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam.
MashaAllah, beautiful message. And another important thing I would like to pick from Wasim Basmai's point, what he mentioned, Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Yes, respective viewers of Madani Channel, if you want to increase love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, then do zikr of Mustafa. Mention Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Whenever the blessed name of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam comes, put your hand onto your heart and humble yourself and remember, subhanallah, whose zikr is being mentioned. These are the gestures, these are the ways, subhanallah, various forms that you can, and you can recite salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Respectful views of financial, inshaAllah, this love will keep on increasing, and a day will come when we will meet our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, inshaAllah, azza wa jal, with iman, inshaAllah. That's all for today. We'll be back with another episode. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Mustafa, the chosen one, sallallahu